if you think it's you. Yes. So what is the best attitude to have while you are eating? Appreciation for those who have prepared it, for those who have grown it, for those who have transported it, for those who have prepared it, for those who have delivered it. Appreciation for its existence, appreciation for your ability to receive it, appreciation for whatever it is. And if you will find something to appreciate when you are eating, you will thrive. Yes.
I work with adolescent boys. Boys who are in the probation system or at group homes.
Oh, you have the best of the best with you, don't you?
Indeed. And I've learned over the few years I've been doing this just a profound appreciation for the spirit that is within them. I teach traditional West African drumming, and I also do initiatory activities with them from the indigenous tribal tradition. You know, we take from here and there and mix and match and do the best I can as a, you know, Western man.
It's very wise because you give them a platform that is different enough that their biases are not in their way. It's almost like you give them a new beginning. It's odd enough that it's like a new beginning.
Yes.
New vocabulary, new approach to life. One that can start out with far less criticism of them than the society from which they have come.
Yeah, thank you for that. And I, you know, with traditional West African drumming, it's something that completely thrills me, and I take that thrill and I share that with them, and they respond to it. And
Do you know what the reason for the thrilling is?
Well, I relate to it as being connected with the heartbeat of the mother, of the creator. When I drum, that's what I feel.
That's one way of looking at it also. Can you feel in the Abraham terminology that you've been hearing us offer that it is focusing upon a vibration and therefore a distraction from the thought that was causing resistance?
Yes.
In other words, we would put it in the same category as meditation, but it's more tactile and therefore gets more attention and therefore even better results.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see that. So I guess, you know, my question is, it's working very well and it's growing organically at its, you know, its own pace. And I feel I'm very much in alignment with this, and I'm happy even with, you know, the unfulfilled desires that are there, you know, to create a touring boys troupe and go and play at sacred sites in different places like that, and to expand the idea of initiation, for me, is really supporting these young men at a soul level.
It's exactly what it is.
Yes. And at some point, I would like to create or be a part of the creation of a facility that can stand in that gap between, say, the judicial, you know, a judge sentencing a kid who gets in trouble to a probation camp or somewhere where they get harsh treatment, standing in there, maybe having a place where kids who get in trouble can come and just experience that support, and we can work with them and help them align more.
We understand your intent, and we encourage you in the evolution of it. But we want to first talk about the reason for the success that you're having and offer some guidance so that you don't stray from the success that you're having. Sometimes in an attempt to expand, you lose track of what was working and why it was working. And as long as you understand what is working and why it is working, so that you make sure that it always remains there, then from that stable basis, you can expand in whatever way you want to.
Makes sense, yeah.
When you talked about these boys, and we said you have the best of them, what we